So, welcome everyone, and I feel delighted sitting here and being able to be in this kind of way with you all, and seeing the greetings is certainly is happiness producing. Beginning of our time together, and also delighted to be able to share a practice with you and teachings with you that have been so meaningful for me and brought me much happiness and satisfaction. So, thank you. One of the things that brings much benefit and even a joy in this mindfulness practice is beginning to value how much we have better things to do with our life than just letting our mind wander off in its usual habits. Now, some of you might have very wholesome and beneficial and habits of mind, and all you ever think about is how to do wonderfully virtuous and activities and things and for the world, and you just your whole very thought streams and mind streams and heart streams are simply a paradigm of joy and happiness and benefit for the whole world. Or maybe even part of it is that frequently. But I think it's a little bit embarrassing, to say it mildly, for many people when they begin meditating, to discover what their mind is up to. And how often the mind stream is actually not that beneficial, and even if it's just neutral, it's not really nourishing and enhancing our life. And to learn slowly through mindfulness that maybe we in fact do have better things to do than the usual habits of mind and what the directions we're going. One of those things is to be present here for our direct experience, to really be attuned, to be aligned to what is actually happening in the flow of present moment experience. And to have that be clear, a clear recognition, a clear, this is what's going on. Where the clarity of knowing, the clarity of mindfulness, or the groundedness of the attention is the alternative to just letting the mind stream flow and do go along the regular highways and byways of its habits, and not in opposition to what the habits of the mind are, but rather, just an alternative resting place, an alternative place to where we feel grounded. This is where our life flows from. It doesn't flow from the habits and of the mind, the unwholesome tendencies of the mind, but it flows from a place that's deeper or fuller or an alternative. And one of those things is to clearly be aware, to clearly be present, to know what's happening in the present moment as it's happening. And it's not so much as a full throttle doing, like, okay, now I have to really get busy. But it's a kind of a knowing and clear comprehension that we learn that is alternative to the stressful ways in which the mind operates, that it is kind of brings with it a kind of clarity and a calmness and a spaciousness that becomes more and more a place of in comparison to the usual flow of mind for many of us, a place of rest. But as that place of rest becomes fuller, to say it's rest is not really accurate anymore. It becomes neither restful nor stressful. It feels really not so much like a doing, but not so much like a letting go of doing or a non-doing either. It's life, the wonderful flow of present moment that we're here for and experiencing in a way that feels valuable, that feels purposeful, that feels nourishing, that feels clear and just a valuable way of being, and a better alternative than the usual flow of everyday thoughts and ideas and preoccupations that some of us might have. So here we are to sit maybe begin to appreciate more than we have each time we sit down, to appreciate this wonderful possibility of being present and mindful. So we begin with our body and the body's posture. And to be clearly comprehending the posture you're in. Some people meditate sitting in a cross-legged sitting posture, some in a chair, some on a bench. Some people meditate standing. Some people meditate walking. Ancient tradition of walking meditation. And some people practice this mindfulness lying down. Each posture is called sometimes a dignified posture. So is there some way in whatever posture you're in that you can maybe make some slight adjustments, either physically or maybe mentally from the inside out, that you are sitting here with a kind of dignity, a kind of sense of personal respect and value, a worthiness. And maybe it's being a little bit more upright than usual, or a little bit more open-chested than normal. And gently closing your eyes. And then with clear comprehension, as if you really know what you're doing and appreciate what you're doing and there to kind of feel, do it and feel it as if it's nourishing for you, nurturing for you, to gently take a few long, slow, deep breaths, taking your time to really savor or recognize this is a deep in-breath. And this is an extended exhale. And there might be other thoughts and concerns that you have that keep pulling you away. But maybe there can be a recognition that some of the things you're preoccupied with maybe is not really to the point right now, or even so useful. And the maybe a good alternative is to establish this intimate connection here with yourself, with your body, with your lived experience. And then consciously, as another activity to be mindful of, let your breathing slowly return to a normal breath, a normal way of breathing, without too concerned with what normal really means, just whatever seems something that's easier and at ease with breathing. And then again, with a sense of little bit gentle sense of purpose and clarity of what you're doing, and to do it maybe in a way that just feels calming or nourishing. As you exhale, relax, soften the muscles of your face. Relax and soften around the eyes, the temple, the forehead, and just gently, softly, but consciously, do the same for your shoulders. As you exhale, relax your shoulders. And even if you can't relax them, a softening around them. And if you can't soften them, maybe it's simply an appreciation of having shoulders and being with them. And a softening of your belly. Relaxing. And if they are already, belly's already relaxed, or if it can't relax, maybe just appreciating the opportunity to clearly feel and sense this belly of ours. And being aware of belly in a way that is gentle and generous or appreciative of the opportunity to be present, mindful, of something that's an important part of who you are, your belly. And in being mindful this way, maybe that's a good alternative to the habits of mind you usually are in. And then in a relaxed, calm way, with a little gentle sense of purpose, appreciation, to just settle in to experience the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Clearly, calmly knowing this is an inhale This is an exhale. Where the mindfulness, the awareness, the knowing, maybe you can feel it as a healthy alternative to the thought streams you might get pulled into. That is gentle, relaxed, but dedicated awareness to breathing. Allows a settling, a calming, a intimacy that maybe being involved in your thought streams doesn't provide. Trusting the experience of breathing, and when you're exhaling, when it feels useful, quiet the thinking mind. So there's more room to experience breathing more. mindfulness of breathing is the better alternative. As we come to the end of this sitting, to turn your attention now outward to consider and think about the people in your life, whatever comes to mind, whoever comes to mind as you do so. People you know, people you don't know, people who are challenging, people who are, that you care for, people who are close by, people far away, and then consciously, purposefully, in a way that feels nourishing or supportive for you, and see if you can have thoughts of goodwill for them, of well-wishing. That may be a better alternative to some of the ways in which you might think about other people or think about the mind, be involved in the mind stream of thoughts about others. Perhaps you can have some gentle, relaxed thoughts of how wonderful it would be if others were happy, peaceful, safe. And may it be that this practice that we do today extends itself out into the world, that we live a relaxed but purposeful life, a purposeful and nourishing life, where we benefit self and others, where we contribute to a better world for ourselves and others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe and peaceful. May all beings be free. And we come, may we come to the time where we can really share such a world together. Happy, safe, peaceful, and free. Thank you all.